There are other people who will never be forgiven. Why? Because God doesn't know them. The children who he knows, he does something to them. He predestinates them. You know what that means? It means to predetermine their destiny. Some people try to say, well, you know, this is what he's saying is, what he didn't predestinate, like, who was going to be saved. He just predestinated the way that salvation would happen to those who would choose salvation. That's a lie. And that's a perversion of the way the scriptures teach it. Okay, we could go over to Ephesians 1, and we probably will before we're done. But Paul says enough about it in Romans here that we'll just easily dispense of that as we move along. Okay, I just want to preempt that a little bit. The foreknowledge of God, he knows you ahead of time, meaning he acknowledges you, meaning you're going to be one of his sons. Like Jeremiah, before you were in the womb, I knew you. You existed in the foreknowledge of God. It doesn't mean you existed like in some, you know, I mean, what it means is in his purposes, he has already chosen you before you've even come into existence, before you were even formed in the belly. Because that's where man begins. He begins in the belly. You are formed in the belly, and you become a living soul. Like Adam. God doesn't send down souls from a holding tank somewhere. Man becomes a soul at his, at conception, whatever, when the body and the life come together. Okay? To be conformed to the image of his son. You know, that is what the predestination is, that we are predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. So what it's saying is that Jesus might be the firstborn among many brethren. We're going to be the brethren of Jesus Christ, the sons of God, because he is the son of God and we are the adopted sons of God. We're his brothers, adopted brothers, but brothers. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, see, that's what the calling of God comes on the predestined. It comes to other people too, because many are called, but few are chosen. That's what Jesus said. Like Judas was called. Other people have been called and they fall away. They're manifest, because sometimes they come among us for a reason. It's part of the purposes of God. Oh, them he called, and whom he called, he also justified. See, where does justification come? From faith. Seeing God calls you, he gives you the gift of faith, the righteousness, the grace reigns through righteousness. He justifies us in that. And whom he justifies, he glorifies, because the righteous, all that stuff plays up towards glorification. And it's all done before you're even born. I mean, the works are finished from before the foundation of the world, even though they are not manifest yet. We do not see them appear yet. But God calls the things that are not as though they already were. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be? If God has done this for you already, who could stop you? And I tell you, no one will. He spared not his own son. He delivered him up for us all. Us who? The foreknown, the chosen, the predestinated. That's who Christ was delivered up for all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Because we are going to be his fellow heirs. Heirs of all things. And who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that should. God is going to, I mean, he's the propitiation for our sins. He's going to wipe out our, like I was saying before, a couple of studies back, you know. There are people in this world who have seen me do bad things. And they might want to come up on judgment day and lay something to my charge. But if I'm of Christ, I'm not going to be at that judgment day. Not among those being judged. Because my judgment's going to be 1,000 years ahead of that. I'm not going to be anywhere near that day. Who is he that condemneth? Christ that died. He's the one who's the judge of the world. He's risen again. He's at the right hand of God. He's already making intercession for me. He's the judge. He's the one who makes intercession. It's his blood that's covering my sins. How is anyone going to charge me with anything? And who will separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing. We went through this list when I read it. None of these things. Peril. Uncertain danger. Nakedness. Distress. Tribulation. Persecution. The sword. You know what, though? Those things will separate those who are not the called according to his purpose. Those who are merely playing along. Those things come. And they separate those people. Those people become separated by those things because they are not in the love of Christ. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And that means we are going willingly for his sake, on his account. That's quoted from Psalm 44, verse 22. Verse 37. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are much more than conquerors. That literally means, it's actually one word together. It's a hupernikaio. It's probably a mispronunciation. I'm not a Greek scholar. I study a little Greek, but I'm not a Greek scholar. I'm not a master of it by any means, but I kind of dabble in it. It means, nikaio is like to vanquish, to be victor, right? And then, Hooper is like over. So it's like we're super conquerors, Hooper, super. It's very similar. It's like that hyper. We're hyper conquerors. We are ubermensch through him that loved us. And when we are supermen. We are made that way in him. Right now it hasn't appeared yet. Not yet. But with faith. It will appear because of hope. For I am persuaded. That word persuaded is the same word that is, it means to convince. It is the word from which we get believe and faith. It's one of those places where it's actually translated persuaded. And also, it also is translated sometimes obey, persuade, faith, believe. Now, I believe. I have faith that neither death, nor life, nor angels, principalities,